Okay, in this parak in Shira Shir and Parak Beis, the conversation continues. The conversation between the two lovers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, the Dod, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Dodi, which is the beloved, the two parties, and again back and forth. In this parak, it's mostly Bnei Yisrael talking, reminiscing about the past and hoping towards the future. And according to some of the psukim are davening to help us out. A couple of famous psukim in this parak, some songs made out of a number of psukim, and again a number of mamari chazal that are based on psukim in the parak. Again, there's so much. This is one of those parakim that all the Mefarshim talk about it in many different contexts. We will not be doing a katze, a little bit, a tip of the iceberg, but we'll try to touch on a number of items. So the first pasuk is Bnei Yisrael talking, then Hashem, then Bnei Yisrael. Ani say Bnei Yisrael, ani chafetzelas asharon, shoshana so amakim. I am the rose. Chavetzelas and Shoshan are two different words for rose. So ani chafetzelas asharon, I am the rose in the garden, the rose that grows on the valleys, which is an even nicer rose. What is going on here? So the Mitzvot David says, "Misaperes b'shivcha lehis ahev al hachashuk." She's trying to make herself beloved in the eyes of the Chashuk and fires of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, similar to what we said in the last parak, Shchora ani v'nava, I'm covered, but really deep down, I'm connected to you. I'm like that rose. Bechol eis, the Mitzvot continues, ani omedes rituva b'maisim tovim. I am soaking with Ma'asim tovim, v'yadi ochezes b'mitzvos, and my hand is full of mitzvos. That's what Bnei Yisrael is trying to say. Hashem says back, I know, kishoshana ben hachochim, like a rose amongst the thorns. Kain raya si ben amano, so to my raya, my beloved is amongst the daughters, meaning amongst the other nations. There's a special relationship that we have. Right, this first phrase is the source for the song that we sing when a kala comes down the aisle. Right, mi bon siach. Right, who on the bone from the word bina? Who is the one that understands the conversation? Shoshan chochim, about the rose and the thorns, meaning it's talking about how the kala and the chasen are going to be moser nefesh themselves to be able to obey all of the mitzvos and the laws, whether it's taras mishpacha, whether it's all the mitzvos of being married. So that's where the song comes from this pasuk. So shoshana bein chochim, kein ra yasi bein habanos. Rashi quotes, he omedes be'emunasa, even though the banos, the other nations, try to bring Klal Yisrael away and to influence Klal Yisrael and force it to assimilate. No, my ra'aya, says Hashem, I know she is faithful. Kein ra'ayati ben habanos. Banos. And now the rest of the parak is almost all Bnei Yisrael talking. Kitapuach ba'atzei hayar, like a tapuach. Tapuach, modern day Hebrew, is translated as an apple tree. Rav Shechter already writes in his Sefer that there is rayas from Chazal that tapuach is some type of citrus fruit, not a tapuach that we call an apple, right? A tapuach has to do with, based on a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, but either way, some type of fruit. So, ketapuach batei ayar, like a fruit tree in a tree of forest where there are many trees that are not producing fruit. Kein doti ben abanim, so is my dod amongst the banim, right? The banos, that's what Hashem calls us. We're rayati ben abanos. And now we're talking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like we compare Hashem to a tapuach. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain, Rashi and the Mesudas explains that maybe other trees give a temporary and olam hazeh hana, but I want and I focus on the olam haba hana. Vanimshal hu lomar, says the Mesudas David. Shamar Knesset Yisrael af shahana as haveira va'ov the avodah zara memeres lavo olam hazeh kitzel ha'ilan, like maybe the forest gives off shade and that's a momentary hana, but I'll wait for the fruit to blossom. I'll wait for my schar. I'll wait for the future. So ketabuach batziyar kein dodi bein ha. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special place. Rashi quotes the Medrash in Shir Shirim Rabbah. HaTapuach hazeh hakol barchem imenu. This tapuach, everybody runs away. The fish ain't lo tzel, right? The fruit tree doesn't have shade. The other trees have big branches, but this fruit tree doesn't have any tzel. Kach baruch hu kala umos me'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matan Torah. All the umos ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want the Torah. Remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, right? And the Sifri, right? The Sifri and Zos HaBracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the rest of the nations, but they didn't want it. They said, well, Makasifa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sirtzach, they don't want it. We mentioned often the Vart of the Bali Musar. Why did Hashem say all of these mitzvahs that he knew they would reject it for? Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sirtzach, say a nice, non-controversial mitzvah. So the Bali Musar say, no, the second that they say Makasifa, they're saying our commitment is going to be totally on what's in it. We want to know what's in it, and then we'll decide. That's not called commitment. Lo sirtzach, lo sinach. So they ran away. They ran away. Baruchim imenu. But we ran too. And now finish the pasuk. Bitzilo chimadati v'yashavti. In his shadow, we desired and we sat. Upiryo matok lechiki. And the fruit was matok lechiki, was sweet. Right? And that's why we came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shas Matan Torah, and it was sweet for us. Right, the Rav Pinkus here in his Haggadah discusses this, that right, the Bitzilo Chamati, and then Piryo Mato Lechiki. The more one learns, the more one loves to learn. Right, and the Vilna Gaon says in Mishle and Perachav Zayin, Kasher Lo Yachbosa Adam Bigayon HaTorah Az Enatoy Mitikusav Az Tavis Nofes. Right, based on the pasuk in Mishle, Nefesh Svea Tavis Nofes. If somebody's satiated, not interested, then they'll hate in even honeycomb, even sweetness. Ah, with the rest of the pasuk, Nefesh Reiva Kolmar Matok Kasher Nafsho Reiva Shemishto Kekes Umisave Lasok BaTorah. When somebody desires and loves to learn Torah, Afilu Kolmar Matok Lo, even in something bitter, some stam vart, some difficult Gemara, Machmas Yogaba Maod Vitziras Atzmo Aleha, we realize, and the more we put into it, the more we love it. And he quotes that a Chacham told him on one of his relatives that Friday nights after Suda Shabbos he used to sit and learn, and he used to stay up all night. All night learning, and I asked him, how did he do that? How does he do that and not fall asleep? He said, beginning it was hard, he says, but afterwards, after he pushed himself, he realized it became Ariv and Matok. And Ha-Hasmada Molida Arivut, Varivut Mevi'al Hasmada, V'chein Hala Ad Ein Ketz. And Rav Pinkus also quotes a beautiful quote from the Ruach Chaim, the Nefesh Chaim, on his commentary on Pirkei Avos in the sixth parak. Yosef Lalami, Yosef Lachpots, the more you want to learn, the more you're going to want to learn. Halavai, I should be able to not eat and sleep and just learn. But I can't. But at least to have that desire. That's the goal. But again, that's this pasuk. Upiryo matok lechiki. Once I rejected what all the other nations did and ran away, and I was chimadati v'yashavti. I desired and I sat. Then piryo matok lechiki. Then the fruit became sweet to my palate. And I love the life of Torah mitzvahs. Heviyan el Beis Hayayin, Hashem brought me to the Beis Hayayin. Rashi says the Beis Hayayin is the Ohel Moed, right? The Mishkan. Shasham nitznu pratev u'birosh Torah. Right, the root of it is though that the Torah, right? The Gra says Yayin. Why is it called Yayin? Beis Hayayin. Beis Hayayin. Yayin is gematria 70. The 70 panim l'Torah, and that's what it means that the Gra says that he brought us close to the Beis Hayayin. He gave us all the secrets of the Torah. V'diglo alai ahava. And he raised a flag about his love. Hashem was mefarsim his love for us. He didn't keep it a secret. That shows a certain level of love, right? V'diglo alai ahava. If you look in the Haggadah of Rav Zilberstein, the Chashuk Echemed, he says, he quotes many comparisons between wine and Torah. Wine and Torah. He quotes, Kamosha tamo shel hayayin miskalkel im mosifen lo chomrei lavay. If we add preservatives and other things that shouldn't be in the wine, it ruins it. Kachaser b'tachlas eisur lahosif chach mezaras ala Torah kadosh. If we add other values to the Torah, so the Torah gets ruined. Kamosha koshal bracha tzuichalios malea kal gudosea. The koshal bracha has to be full. Kach yirush shlomo basmada kedusha. We have to learn with an overflowing asmada. Kamosha b'yayin kamash adam shose yoser. Kach utzamei laod vaod. The more you drink, the more you want. Kach limud haTorah. Kama sheyisasek v'yashkia yoser es rosho b'limud. Kach yelo yoser tzimaon v'cheshek lomod. Od vaod, you'll have more cheshek. And finally, Kamosha reichel shel yayin nodif l'merchakim. Just like the aroma of the wine goes very far. Kach reichel shel Torah v'tama hamishaker mevasim es kol olam kulo. It makes the whole world smell the aroma, and that's what happened by Har Sinai, right? The Gemara describes how the whole world smelled the aroma. Samchuni, and now we turn to Hashem. We remember what was, but now I'm in Galus, so please help me. Samchuni v'ashishos. Please support me. Support me with hashishos, with cushions. Rafduni v'tapuchim. Why? Ki cholas ava ani. I'm lovesick. So again, Pashas, this lovesick, we know the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shuva talks about the ultimate love and being lovesick for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this pasuk is specifically about the Jew in Galus, that we yearn for the closest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please help support me. Get me through these difficult times. Ki cholas ahava ani. Smolo tachas laroshi, vimino tachapkeni. his left hand was under my head, his right hand tachapkeni. This is either a tefillah, right? We're asking Hashem, please put your left and right hand. Maybe this means din and rachamim. Or Rashi says this is referring to what happened Hashem in the days of old, right? He gave me the money, he gave me the be'er, the right, and left you took care of me. So again, either it's the past, or it's about the future, or both, right? Many of the psukim here in Tanakh can refer to past events and future hopes. Hishbati Yeshem Benos Yerushalayim, says Bnei Yisrael, say Bnei Yisrael, I made you swear Benos Yerushalayim. Second time we have this phrase, this is not referring to the Jews of Yerushalayim, the Benos, the nations who are going to go up to Yerushalayim, meaning talking to the other nations. I make you swear, Bitzvaos o Ba'ilos Hasada, you will be like a deer and hinds that will be very scared. And you'll have to run away from predators. If you affect the love until it's time. What does this pasuk mean? Hard pasuk to translate al pi pshuto. Again, there's a gemara at the end of Ksubis about the shalosh shvuos, which is not the pshat of these psukim, but again, Rashi here emphasizes. Yesh medrashe agada rabim. Ve'enam es yashvim al seder advarim. There are many medrashe agada, but they don't follow the path of the pshat, and the pshat of the path is, this is all referring to history. Rashi says, Nisab Shlomo, V'dibra Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Mishkan, Bias Aret, Beis HaBechira, Galus Bavel, Bias Ba'isheni, Churbano, right? It's all the historical events that took place. That's what's being referred to here. But here, if we could have a basic meaning of it, so Bnei Yisrael, make the other nations swear, don't affect our relationship of love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Don't try to bring me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and affect the love and mess with Hashem's feelings for us, ad shetechpatz, until it is desired. There is a Ramban that many Svarim quote, the Ramban and Emunah Bitachon, many quote this Ramban, Aderach Drush, on this pasuk. Im ta'ir v'im ta'oru. If you get an inspiration, you get a moment that you get an or from Shemayim. That's what moments of inspiration are. Es ha'ava, you feel the ava, you feel the love at your techbats. You have to do something. You have to concretize it. You can't just let it go and let it be fleeting. You have to make it into a chifetz, an object. Concretize it. That's what you have to do. Rabbi Simon quotes a number of Mar Makomos relating to this Ramban in Imre Baruch and Dvarim on page Kuf Lamed Hey. Quotes from the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Yisro, based on this Ramban. Kishemagi el adam avas habore. O yiras habore. As I take if yase mitzvah, do a mitzvah right away. Va'az, bazem evi ava, v'yira habore b'tzimtzum. Ki kol zman shelo asa mitzvah yishlo melchamos. If you didn't translate it into the mitzvah yet, you're going to have wars. It's going to dissipate. Avak sh'oseim ze ha'yira v'ava mitzvah. If you concretize it, as I may be b'tzimtzum u'batu b'meno kolam melchamos, all the wars fall away. And that is what he quotes. From the Kedushas Levi also, he says, that's why there's a minug, right? We know that we call Shvuis Atzeres in Torah Shebaal Peh. In Torah Shebaal Peh, we call it Atzeres, even on the Torah, it's Shmini Atzeres. Why do we call Shvuis Atzeres? It's so confusing. Right, in the Torah, it's not called Atzeres. So based on this Ramban, when Bnei Yisrael felt what they felt at Maimon Har Sinai, the Ava and the Yira, they needed a mitzvah. They needed something that they wanted to do. Even maybe they even felt this once they said Nasa Benishvah, which was a few days before Maimon Har Sinai. So what did they do? They only had one mitzvah. They had one mitzvah not to go on the mountain. That was what they were mitzvah in. La'atzar otam. So that's why it's called atzeres, because that's what they translated their aven and yira into. Mochach lo Moshe mikamein mitzvahs hagbala. Shehizir Moshe Rabbeinu shalav liga bahar v'heim hayu ne'atzar miliga. We mitzvah zeh ha'yosum lo klilis oris. And that's why it could be called atzeres. Fascinating. So we continue. Now we have some famous psukim. Kol dodi says, B'tzei b'nei Yisrael, my the kol of my dod, hinei zeh ba. He's coming, Medalig al Har Makabes al Gvos. So again, the Pashas is, that's referring to the past. Hashem skipped over like a hind that was jumping on the mountains. Hashem shortened the time in Mitzrayim. He skipped over time. It was supposed to be 400 years and ended up being 210 years. Right? Makabe domadolzi lutzvi all over ho'ayolim. Right? He's like a deer. He needs a omiracha kaslenu. He's standing. He's there. We didn't realize it, but he's behind the wall. Mashkiach menachalognos. He's looking. Meitzis menacharakim. He's peeking. He's peeking in from the cracks. A lot to say on these psukim. Let's see if we could mention a few points. Hashem is medalig alahar makabe tzalakvos, says the Mitzvotas David. It happens in a second. V'lo gula muchanes u'mehera tashuv. In a second it's going to happen. Right? We, just like in Bnei Yisrael, weren't ready for it in Mitzrayim. They thought it would be another hundreds of years. But no. Hashem made it, brought it right away. Medalig alahar makabe tzalakvos. And that's how the future Geula is going to come. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this often in his writings, in the Marma Torah Or, which is his Hakdama to the Asif HaSakenim, his commentary on Kachim. So he writes there that the Pasuk of Malachi says that the Mashiach is going to come pit'om. And he says, if you look in Baloscha, when Hashem appeared pit'om to Moshe and Aaron, to Aaron and Miriam, and they start screaming, Mayim, Mayim, where's the water? They weren't ready. So, says the Chafetz Chaim, Hashem is going to come to us that way too. Shalafichach, Niglem HaKadosh Baruch Hu pitom. Why did Hashem appear to them pitom? Shemizeh Yavinu Shetzadak Moshe Shepirish Bnei Isha. He was teaching them that Moshe had to be Purish Bnei Isha, because I could appear to him any moment, and he has to be in a state of Tara. V'achanami v'nyaneinu ksiv nami malachi gimul upitom yavo elechalo ha'adon asheratem avakshim. V'kivin sha'yishua bihigalus Kvodo yisparach diya pitom lo yia az man lachinatz man lavoda. You won't have time. Vasher alimud hulol l'shav l'shatayim. Right, getting ready for the avodas hakarbanas and tumah v'tara. It's not an hour or two. It's years of learning. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we have to be ready. We have to be ready, and therefore pitom he's going to come, and we have to know kala tora kula, including halacha l'maisa of the karbanas. That's why the Chafetz Chaim himself wrote Likuti Halachas, right, which is a riff on all the mesechtas that the Riff himself didn't, Riff and the Rush didn't write on, because we have to be ready. So that's Medalig Alaharim Mekabetz Al Hagavos, right? Some of Farshim say, so in the Haggadah Arzei Halavanon, it says, it's totally on us, right? It was 400 years, and that was the truth, if you go from Leidas Yitzchak. But how we acted would be, determine how the Nebuah would be fulfilled. But now the end of the Pasuk. Omid Achar Kashlenu, the Bamidbar Rabbah, Achar Kashlenu is a reference to the Kotel. Hashem is Omid Achar Kashlenu, right? The Kedusha and the Shechina never left from the Kotel HaMaravi, right? That's a reference in this Pasuk, and that's pretty amazing. That thousands of years ago, the Medrash, the Tanam already wrote that the Kotel is always going to be there. The Kotel, who would have said 2,000 years ago that this wall would always be up, Hashem promised, and the Shechina will always be there. And that's what it says here. Because the second half of the Pasuk is about Hester Panim, right? The Nitzivinus commentary here talks about different types of Hester Panim and different types of Hashkacha through Hester Panim, right? From windows, from cracks, right? There's some for the Ame Haaretz, from for the Talmidei Chachamim. And the higher we make ourselves, the greater we could be ro'i for a closer Hashkacha. Ana Dodi Va'amarli. So Bnei Yisrael say, this is what Hashem did. He took us out quickly. And he said to me, Kumilach. This is Bnei Yisrael now quoting what Hashem said. Kumilach, Raya, Siyafasi Lechilach. Get up. It's time to go. It's time to go to out of Mitzrayim. Hine Astav Avar, Hageshem Chalaf Halachlo. Right? The winter is over. The rain has passed. It's time. It's spring. Hanitzanim Niru Baaretz. Right? The blossoms have appeared. Hanitzanim. Who are the Nitzanim? So Pashas is that it's the springtime. Right? Remember, that's what the Torah says. That's why Bnei Yisrael, Hashem brought us out in the springtime, because it's good weather. Dafka, we have sukkis, says the Torah, at a time to show that it's nikar, that we're doing this l'shei mitzvah. And that's why we switch sukkis to 6 months later. We don't have sukkis in Nisan. We have sukkis in Tishrei, because that's when it's cool, and we dafka go out to show that it's doing it l'shei mitzvah. But why did Bnei Yisrael take us out? Why did Hashem take us out in Nisan? Because it's beautiful weather. So, and that's what is being referred to here. Anitzanim niru ba'aretz, the blossoms, Ace hazamir higia, v'kol ator, nishra ba'aretzeinu. There are a lot of birds, Rashi explains, a lot of birds that are singing in the springtime. Again, this is all past. Some of Farshim say this could also be referring to the future, right? The steps of Geula, the winter of Gullus has passed. The blossoms are coming. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rabbi Abba says, that's a simon l'Geula, when the blossoms come back in Eretz Yisrael. So says the pasuk, Hateina chanta pageha, v'kfanim smadar nos nureach, the figs and the vines, kumilach rayasiya fasilichila, get up, let's come out of Mitzrayim, come out quickly of Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out. Rashi quotes that Nitzanim Niru Ba'aretz might be referring to Moshe and Aaron. They were the blossoms that came up, that started helping Bnei Yisrael. Again, we can speak a lot about Moshe and Aaron. Remember the Rashi in Sefer Shmos, that sometimes it says Moshe and Aaron, sometimes Aaron and Moshe, Malami Shashnem Shavim, they both achieve their potential. Pasuk Yudalad, Yonasi Bechag Ve'asela, my dove. Bnei Yisrael compared to a dove, the Gemara says, but it's a pasuk here. Bechag Ve'asela, my dove, Hashem says, they were stuck in the cracks of the rock. What is that? The Medrash tells us that at Har Sinai, we had no place to go. No place to go. Rashi quotes here. In front of us was the yam. And we couldn't turn to the forest because of the wild animals. There's a hawk, a predatory bird that's going. The Yonah flies away, and instead goes between the rocks. And there's a snake waiting there. What do you do? So there's no place to go. So you look up, you start davening. So now, read the rest of the pasuk. They're stuck. Why did Hashem do this? Harini es marayach, show me your true colors. Hashmini es kolich, I want to hear your tefillah. I want to hear, that's ultimate tefillah. We mentioned many times in other shiurim. Rashi in Parshas Peshalach says, right there, tafsu umnas avosam. They davened, tafsu umnas avosam. And Rabbi Rucham's comment, what, they didn't daven at all the past hundreds of years? They davened plenty of times. Why Dafka do Chazal say, at that moment of the Yonasi v'chag v'yasela, tafsu umnas avosam? Because at that moment they realized that it's an Eis Sara. And davening always has to be come out of a feeling of Eis Sara, right? The Rambam's famous Shita and the Ramban, Tefillah be'Eis Sara, Rav Salvechik, everybody agrees Eis Sara is the Machayev. The question is how to define Eis Sara, but Rav Yerucham says that's why Dafka on this situation, Hashem says, Ki kolich arei v'marech naveh, I want to hear your beautiful sound. I love Tefillah, like the Gemara says, Hashem is Mis'aveh l'Tefillah Sanchel. Tzadikim. Let's pass in Shal Tzadikim. Other halachas learned that from Kikole Harev, Kol Beisha Erva, but that's the pshat of the pasuk that Hashem is saying that I yearn for your tefillah. Echzu lanu, and now a separate back to Bnei Yisrael talking. Right up till now was really Bnei Yisrael quoting Hashem, but now we have Bnei Yisrael talking again. Echzu lanu, shualim, shualim tanim, mechablim kramim. There are little foxes that are trying to take us away, that are trying to bring us distant from you. And so as David says, it's the Erev Rav, right? The Rashi says, no, this is a continuation that the Hashem is drowning the Mitzriim. Ukramenu smadar. But the Pasuk Perek ends off, Dodi li va'ani lo. Right? My Dod is to me, va'ani lo. And Rashi says, right, we do his mitzvos. We do his mitzvos, and he gives us special focus. Who called Anilo? Who called Surachav Tavami Men? He has so many things for me. Velot Siva Elali, Asu Pesach, Kachu Becharos, Asu Mishka, Nakrivu Olos. And this is just then. Now, obviously, now we have 6:13. Velot Tava Me'uma Acheres, Me'uma Acheres. Hashem didn't ask us from any other Uma. Anilo called Sarchi Tavati Mimenu, Velo Me'elohim Achirim. Right? We have a special relationship, like we say on Yom Kippur. Anu Amecha Vata Malkenu, all of those Mishalim, that could really be an expansion of this pasuk right here. Do Diva Anilo Haro Eba Shoshanim, those who won the shepherd amongst the roses. Achi Efu Achayom and Asubat Slalim, we end off by saying, but we acknowledge that we've messed up until we blew away the yom and the shadows that have protected us have gone away. We were Gorim the Rechuk. Sov Dome Lucha Dodi Litzvil Ofer Ayolim. Ad Hari Baser, and you've gone over the far mountains because we've sinned, but we remember how much it was, and please remember us. Please remember us. And as we'll see, this is a yearning parak. It's fascinating. Shlomo HaMelech wrote this when he had a Beis HaMikdash, and Bnei Yisrael were celebrating at the high point. Remember, they didn't even accept Gerim at that time because Bnei Yisrael were on high. And Shlomo HaMelech was able to write this Sefer, envisioning a time when we wouldn't be there, when we would be in Galus yearning to come back. Okay, we'll stop here.